This is before they had sleeping bags.
I don't know.
I don't know if you know this word or not. I know it, but some young people don't. Pallet? Nope.
No.
Okay. Then, now we've got some questions about types of land and bodies of water and that kind of thing. A farmer might say that he will get a good crop because the soil is very...
moist.
Another word meaning...
wet.
Meaning it's very good soil, it's very... another word for rich soil. Begins with an F. F-E-R.
Fertile?
Mm-hmm. And then what would you call flat, low-lying land along a stream that overflows and then is planted later? Do you know the word bottomland or anything like that? Okay. How about low-lying grassland? Nothing grows there but grass. Field, meadow, prairie, pasture, anything?
Meadow or field.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Suppose it was land, and I'm sure you know this word, where there is water standing all the time and trees and alligators. And
swamp.
Mm-hmm. Would you have a different name for a place like that that's by the sea, that's salt water? There's a famous Georgia poem by Sidney Lanier called The Something of Glen.
Marsh?
Yeah, that's it, okay. In fact. Okay. Then, do you know names for different types of soil?
I don't think I do.
Georgia, for instance, is famous for red...
clay.
Yeah. Anything else? Did you ever hear of loam?
No.
Okay. I think clay is the only one I would know, too. If you were getting water off of a marsh or swamp, you would say you're doing what?
Draining.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what would you call a thing that you dig to drain the water off?
I know what I just...
It might be along the side of the road.
A ditch.
Yeah, okay, that's fine. And this you may not know because Atlanta is not by the sea, but if you were by the sea and there were some water that flowed in and out with the tide, what would you call that? There are all sorts of terms. None of them mean anything to me, so I'm not even going to suggest any of them. Would you have a name for a deep, narrow valley that's cut by a stream of water? Might be 10 feet deep, 10 feet across.
Canyon?
That's a good one. Mm-hmm. Suppose it's just a shallow thing that the rain has washed out. Say, in the middle of the road, there might be a...
puddle? No.
Well, it's something yeah. that the rain has actually washed out or across the field.
Ditch?
Yeah, ditch is fine. Do you know the word gully?
Yes.
What is that?
That's where it's like a ditch.
Mm-hmm. How do you say it?
Ditch?
No, the other one.
Gully.
Okay. Then, what would you call just a small stream of running water, flowing water?
Just a stream.
Mm-hmm. Anything smaller than a stream? What's bigger than a stream?
River.
Okay. There is at least one river in the Atlanta area, which is?
The Chattahoochee.
Mm-hmm, that's it. Okay, and how about any streams in the Atlanta area? There's some that regularly flood whenever there are hard rains. And you often hear on the radio that such and such has flooded again, has reached the flood stage.
Mm-hmm.